Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Dale and Keith Show.
Brady. End zone. Caught by Brown. Touchdown.
I'd say a win is out for this game now with a foot injury.
Oh, no, no, no.
Back-to-back blowouts for the Miami Dolphins. New England dominates in South Florida.
Dale Arnold.
Patriots sent a message to everybody who said this Antonio Brown experiment might not work.
Rich Keefe.
Let it ride.
Chiefs, Cowboys money line. Ravens.
Dale and Keefe, middays.
What are Sam Darnold's hobbies? I'll give you one clue.
It's not always that.
Sam Darnold.
So, on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Hour number three, Dale and Keefe. Sports Radio WEEI. It is a Patriots Monday. Jermaine Wiggins is with us. Kind of a news-filled Monday around the National Football League. Ben Roethlisberger, done for the year. Will have surgery on his throwing elbow before the end of the week, but his coach Mike Tomlin says he's done for the season. Drew Brees, not done for the year. He'll have surgery on the ligament in his throwing hand, the thumb ligament on his throwing hand, reportedly as early as today. He is expected to be out at least 6 weeks, and who knows, you know, how long it'll take him to get to football snuff, but he could be out for a while as well. And more stuff keeps popping up about Antonio Brown. I've been able to wade through much of Robert Klemko's piece. This has sort of a Bob Holler feel to it.
Yeah, a little bit, doesn't it? He talked to a lot of people.
Yeah,
a lot of people. Interviews with more than two dozen people who have employed, worked for, coached, or played alongside Antonio Brown. Some have taken legal action. Again, there's a lot of things that he would have people do, and then he would kind of stiff
them. He wouldn't pay.
Wouldn't pay for a lot of different work.
He's real big on that. He's got lawsuits pending from people who say, hey, the man owes me money, right, and he won't pay.
My guess is his trip up to TB12 the other day was on the house. And
I
if
would
it
hope
wasn't,
so.
It's on the house.
Right,
because he's not
so.
Paying you for it, Alex.
Yeah, I guess he really liked the picture of himself that he outbidded everybody.
Yeah, his own charity event, there was a picture of himself, and the bid was $450, and he went in $700 and took it.
Yeah.
He seemed more...
Hey, it's going to charity, though.
Well, he hasn't paid it.
But he seemed more interested in the person who painted the picture.
Yes.
He did. He commissioned her.
He wanted her to paint a mural at his house.
Right.
And then that fell apart. And, oh, by the way, he didn't pay the $700 to
right.
the charity.
Yeah, the brutal.
He stiffed the charity on $700.
Charity or whatever. Yeah, that's very weird. And so you'll probably read today that there was another, I guess, she's not going after him at all, but another sexual assault potential here, right? The painter?
Well, yeah, it was an incident.
An incident, not
right.
an assault, but
right.
it was an incident. Basically, she was painting him, and he would bring her out to his house in Pittsburgh, and he would flirt with her. This is her
right.
side of it. And then twice, he was completely naked, but where it had like a hand cloth in
right.
front of his
covering
genitals,
his junk.
And talking to her then.
Well, is he like, was the paint?
I don't know if it was a naked picture.
Right.
I have no idea.
He was like,
I
you know,
no
one
clue.
Of those naked pictures where...
I don't know, like riding a centaur?
Right.
I don't know what it was.
Imagine that. Like
he might. He like the A-Rod treatment? A-Rod
right.
had one of those in his house.
Like, you know, he's got the bull literally by the horns and right. he's butt naked.
Goodman? He's grabbing the bull by the horns.
Yeah. The overall picture from the Klemko piece is that this is just a bad guy.
Oh, yeah, there's a bunch of instances.
And I'm not talking about the sexual assault charges.
Yeah.
Those are way beyond just a bad guy thing. He has stiffed people for money that he owes them.
Right.
I mean, they talk about the incident where he's throwing furniture off his 14th floor balcony, nearly
yeah.
hitting a 22-month-old kid who's
right.
walking with, I think, his grandfather down below.
That one we'd known about, right?
Right.
That
we
one
knew
had been
about
out
that
there.
One.
That
yeah.
There were
the
three domestic violence visits by the police
mm-hmm.
in a 4-year span to his home in Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
But then, ultimately, the mother of three of his children
Didn't want to press charges because of the adverse effect it would have on his career, but they talk about those in here.
Because all of them make him look like a jerk. They all do. Right. But then there's, to me, there's the one line of, all right, he had a bunch of dead piranha. He doesn't pay his debts. Like, all these like people who work with him, he doesn't pay them. You're like, all right, that's another category.
Right.
And then you jump from there to what Brittany Taylor is accusing
him of. You could see with him, it seems like there's a behavioral pattern of a guy who came up with nothing, got some money, has money now, and then is like, you know, wanting everything
for free
for the donut.
Like, yeah,
like you know, yeah, paint this for me. And then also somebody that, you know, when you look at it, he, you know, he's somebody that is very flirtatious, right? She talks about, you know.
Yeah, so, all the women that he's with and everything
right,
else.
You know, because she says not only,
she
you know,
saw him with
right,
a
she
bunch
goes,
of women.
I knew he was flirtatious after the way he was kind of talking to her and about her life.
Right, right.
But then just the countless women that was, so clearly this dude likes, you know, to be out and he's out in those streets. And I think you start to look at him and go, yeah, this dude, he's an a-hole
right.
that, you know, but now,
and I think if you're to circle it back to the Patriots, if it's just this stuff in the Klemko article, you're telling yourself, all right, for one season, can this guy stay together on the field,
mm-hmm.
have nothing else that's gonna, you know, get him suspended or whatever? Can we keep him on the field for one season? That's gotta be
all you gotta
be thinking about.
But all you gotta be thinking about, right? As if you're a, you know, in that organization, whether it's a coach or your, you know, craft, you got to also be thinking about, you know, how people want to take you down, right? And that there might be people who come out of the woodwork with, you know, allegations that could be false or that could be trumped up a little bit.
But in the case of the artist, she's never tried to do anything. She's never charged.
No, she's only
never
come and
sued.
She heard about the Brittany Taylor thing, and she just wanted to tell the story. But she's not looking. And
she wasn't trying to cash in. Or
and unfortunately for her, she says this is kind of common in her work.
But you know, there are people out there, Dale, and you know, there are people out there when somebody says, hey, can we talk to you about a specific person? And maybe you might not like that person. You tend to, you know, maybe trump some stuff up a little bit, you know, and that's what you have to be careful of, right? You have to be careful of when people accuse you of things. You have to, like, start to say, okay, all right, let us try to figure out, you know, what's real, what's fake, this, that, and the other. Has he had some situations?
But there's a long list here of stuff.
Yeah, there's, you know, when you start to see the list of some of the things that we were talking about, the one person where you were reading who was the doctor and, you know, was upset that he farted in his...
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's another
story.
Yeah,
it's like in his office, really? Is like just some of his behavior. And I think maybe it's like the behavioral issues that Antonio Brown
has. This is another one. Let's see. Dr. Victor Prisk, a former gymnast and bodybuilder who runs Prisk Orthopedics and Wellness in Pennsylvania, says he was wary of Brown's reputation in the athletic performance community for being, in his words, a flighty client.
Okay.
Still, in August of 2018, he took an initial meeting with Brown, for which he says the receiver was 3 hours late. Upon arrival, Brown passed gas numerous times in Prisk's vicinity while Prisk was testing his body fat. A video shot by a Brown acolyte made the rounds on the internet. Quote, it seemed just childish to me, Pris says now. I'm a doctor, and this man is farting in my face. Come on, Wiggy, take it seriously. Please.
But I mean, like, that's what that...
No, but, like, that's what I'm saying. If it's stories like that,
he comes
across as a jerk, but, like, he can play on any team
right,
in the
those
league.
Are the stories that are going to come out of the woodwork, right? I mean, think about this. Prior to the whole Oakland stuff, right, we weren't hearing these stories, right?
We heard about the furniture one.
We heard about the furniture one.
Because that was a serious one.
Right?
We heard about him going 145.
We heard about him going 145.
But, yeah, the other stuff, I think,
and
was...
And maybe, did we even hear about Dale, did we hear about the three domestic violent incidents?
No, there might have been one of them. I think
we heard about last February. Yeah,
that was out there.
That was with the haircut with the kids.
Because he pushed her out of the door.
That, by the way, isn't the woman who's been his longtime girlfriend, who's the father of three of the five children
who
that
I
are
think
there.
We saw in Hard Knocks.
No,
she wasn't featured in it, right?
No, but she was the ones in Pittsburgh. The other one... It's the mother of another child
right.
of his.
Yeah.
So what I'm trying to say is when we look at his incidents over, let's say, the past, you know, 2 years or
a lot of it's been two or 3 years.
Yeah, prior to the week 17, I don't think we really looked at it and go, prior to week 17.
No, but he's made up for lost time.
Right.
You know, and like the way he's gone, he is saying, nobody, like, oh, Odell Beckham wears a watch? Okay, great. Take a look at this. Oh, T.O., you thought T.O. was something? Take a look at this.
But don't you think that's, like, a little bit ironic that, like, prior to week 17 of last year, right, would we have said that Antonio Brown is a jerk or bad person, whatever it may be, whatever the adjective
not,
that you want to use.
Maybe not, but I think the difference, too, is if he went to, you know, Alabama or Ohio State and was a first-round pick, I think we probably would have seen all this sooner. He was a good high school player, obviously, but he went to Central Michigan, was a sixth-round pick.
Right.
His first couple years, he wasn't like this all-pro.
Right, but
he was more of a punt returner.
But for the past 6 years,
he's
been the most dominant receiver
right.
in the NFL.
Right.
And like I said, prior to last year's Week 17.
No, but again, the Facebook Live thing was
right, but I don't know.
16,
but
season,
I don't know
17?
If you would have said, and when that came out, I don't know if you would have said Antonio Brown is a jerk.
Maybe not a jerk, but that's when you started to put him on the list of diva receivers.
Yeah, you might have said he's got some, you know, like the way he celebrates, and you know, you might go, he's got a little diva-ish attitude.
He did all the He got in trouble for some of the celebrations,
right? But I don't think there will be a lot of people. My point is that prior to last year,
okay,
17, I don't think a lot of people would have been like,
So what do you say? Like, but these are. Do you think these are all made up?
No, I don't think they're all made up. But I think that some of these.
I don't think any of them are.
I think some of these. I don't think they're made up.
Well, Brittany Taylor.
But I think
that's the most important.
Some
one,
of them
right?
might have had. You know, they might have put a little extra on what might have really happened. Is what I would think.
I don't know what they're saying is he owes me money and he's not paying. Most of them are saying that he contracts to do something.
Right.
You provide the services, and then he doesn't feel he has to pay you. For one of them, he gave him shoes and said, "Here, that'll cover the cost of this thing."
How much were those shoes?
Right. Well, not that much.
No, I don't know. There could be some Jordans.
Well, if it was about money, right? If it's about money, and you know this guy got money, right? Then why are you not suing him?
Some of them are.
Yeah, I know some of them. I know some lawsuits. Of them are, but we haven't heard about any of these lawsuits, right?
I know, but they're out there now. Well, I mean, just because they're not leading the news, because if it's a lawsuit over, hey, he stiffed me on a charity case, that's not going to lead SportsCenter. He raped me, that is going to lead SportsCenter.
That's not going to lead SportsCenter as far as it's a lawsuit.
So we might not know about
it. But we would know about it, though.
Well, the Pittsburgh news, it could come out. It's not that big of a deal. If that was all it was, you'd be like, oh, God, what a bad guy. But some of these cases, you're talking about $700, $2,000 for a guy who has, you know, just... It had a $30 million guaranteed contract. Now he's playing this year for maybe $15 million. So some of those ones might just kind of fly under the radar. But then when you put them all together in this,
the ultimate like tipping off point is the Brittany Taylor situation.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Right?
That's clearly, out of all this stuff, there's a lot of bad stuff on here. That is, without question, the worst. If that is true, that is the worst thing.
That magnifies everything else that we might have heard in the past.
But what the Klemko piece does is indicate that there's a certain pattern here.
Of behavior.
Where he thinks, hey, I can do what I want.
Yeah.
You know, you may think that I owe you money. Too bad. I'm not paying you.
Right.
You know, you may think that I shouldn't be throwing furniture off my 14th floor balcony because I'm pissed off at the building manager. Guess what? You can't do
it. So if last Saturday, let's put Brittany Taylor to the side because we've already all debated that. And we'll find out more information today, we think, or at least tomorrow. She's supposed to meet with the NFL. This Klemko article, which I know people listening to us probably haven't read it all yet, but basically it is charity auction theft, some sexual misconduct, domestic incidents, unpaid debts. That's basically what the whole article is.
Right.
If the Patriots had this whole article in their lap on Saturday, they read the whole thing, do they still sign them?
Yes.
I say yes.
Yeah,
I say 100% yes.
Because it's
they've had jerks before.
Yeah, and it's like...
Jerks and criminals can be a little bit different.
And like you said, when you look at some of the stuff, it's like, bro, you're making, you know, $2, $3, $4, $5, $10, whatever it is, millions of dollars a year. You can't
pay her $700.
You can't pay $700 for the
payment. Yeah, I don't get it. But don't you think they still sign them? If this is all we're dealing with, is the Sports Illustrated article?
Probably this stuff they will.
Yeah.
Like you said, the Brittany Taylor stuff is so far beyond this stuff.
Right.
This stuff shows that he's a jerk and an a-hole.
Right.
And
like you said, he doesn't want to pay. It seems like when you look at this stuff here, it looks like I'm the superstar athlete. Mm-hmm. I'm the superstar wide receiver. I ain't got to pay.
Why am I paying for this?
Why am I paying for this painting when I'm tweeting it out? Or
right. It's probably like how a lot of celebrities feel.
Right.
You know, my guess is I'm sure there are musicians and actors that feel the same way.
The incident with the artist, she's like, well, yeah, he did go on social media and that really helped me as far as getting. So he's like, you know what? I tweeted it out. I did an Instagram story of you, you know. And
He did pay for her and like her friends to go from New York to Pittsburgh. Like he did do that.
Well, he
part
had a van bringer.
How long of a van ride is that?
I don't know.
That sounds insane.
Yeah, it's pretty long.
He got a van to take her to Pittsburgh to paint his mural.
Yeah.
By the way, the fact that you're painting a mural of yourself on the wall in your house is kind
of
weird,
too. It's probably one of the plush vans, though. It wasn't like
that's the missing piece in my house. There's no giant painting of me.
You're just grabbing the bull
by the horns. Like, literally grabbing the bull by the horns. That's what I do every day.
Just holding the world up in your hand?
Yeah, I got the Where the Earth on my back. Just holding it up like Atlas.
Completely nude with just a leaf?
Yeah.
Makes sense.
A
big leaf.
The biggest leaf you've ever seen is what it'd have to be. Was that an oak leaf?
Some eucalyptus leaf or something. All right, let's get to the calls with you guys. 617-779-7937. George is in Seekonk. Hey, George, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good. Doing great.
Good, good. First time caller. I want to talk a little bit about this AB thing. All these speculations have been going around. But, you know, as I've been thinking about it, you know, here you got a guy, a man and a woman, right? One happens to be an NFL player that makes buco bucks, right?
Mm-hmm.
So all this stuff transpired. But has anybody even thought about maybe because she's gotten married or is getting married that maybe, you know, the phrase, what you don't know doesn't hurt you, maybe the fiancé found out in the safe face. She speculated that Antonio Brown raped her because of that reason.
Could be.
She didn't want to get in trouble. She didn't want to get herself.
I mean, as far as we know, they've been negotiating this since April. Right. It's been going on for a really long time. I don't know when she started going out with this guy. I don't know if they were going out at the time. Right. I don't know.
I mean, that could potentially.
It's hard to come
up
with.
There could be a million reasons, right? But we know that they've been negotiating the fact that she wants money, right?
So I hate the speculation on either side, because either way, we're talking about a woman who maybe was raped and we're trying to come up with reasons why she's lying, or people are saying Antonio Brown did it when he didn't.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, on both sides of it, it's a dirty game to get into.
I think the only way you can really, like, and like you said, until you have all the information, which I don't think you're going to get anyways, all you can do is kind of, like, you know, speculate and give your opinion based on maybe the information that's out there, right? And then, you know, and then try to figure out in your mind what you think might have happened, right? And granted, it might not be the right thing to do, but that's just what we do as human beings.
Yeah, no, I know. I think it's just tough.
David's up in Maine. Hey, David, you're next on Sports Radio's Dale and Keith.
You guys have a great show. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Thank you.
You know, when AB scored that touchdown, I had to have a cigarette afterwards.
You and Rich.
Oh, my God. Holy smokes.
Yeah, right. But now when I hear about the piranha, I'm like, nah, he's a piranha pariah.
Oh, boy.
Really? Let's just have an investigation.
Huh? I thought he was going to say he was a piranha killer.
Well, he was. He did do that. He didn't take care of his piranha. Which
that was great.
He might be getting a call from PETA after this story.
Right. Well, I guess it depends on how PETA feels about piranhas.
Have you ever been at a house, Wiggy, where somebody had a tank full of piranha?
No.
I feel like it would be intimidating.
I've been at somebody had a shark.
Oh, really?
In a tank.
Yikes.
But not like a
No,
big
no,
shark.
Not like a great white.
Yeah, not like a great white.
But maybe like a little guy, like a lemon shark.
Yeah, like, you know.
How
big is a lemon shark? Maybe whatever, a couple feet long.
Like a little tiger shark, maybe, kind of floating around
in there. Like, okay, that's pretty interesting. I've never really been a fish guy. Like, you can't really do nothing with them.
Sure you can. You can look at them.
Well, but like, at least with a dog, you can
pet you're supposed to feed them and clean the cage.
Right, that's
or clean the tank.
Might be an idea, yeah.
Try that.
I understand, but at least like with a dog or a cat, you can pet it. You can
sit
it on your lap.
Don't want to pet the piranha.
Yeah, like you.
I wouldn't.
No.
You can feed them stuff and watch them eat it.
But that's all you can
do. You know what you do? Here's a little.
There's no real enjoyment in having a fish.
Here's a little fish tank tutorial. Do yourself a favor. If you don't like cleaning it all the time, drop a couple catfish in there. They'll clean the thing on themselves.
A little inside tip.
Drop a couple catfish. They're not the prettiest to look at, but they'll clean the
problem
tank.
Problem is the piranha eat them.
Right.
Well, you got to tell them, listen, guys, lay off the catfish. Guy's just doing a job. I'll throw you some lambs and stuff.
You'd have to get one of those.
Oh, yeah, they eat lamb. Piranha eat lamb? By the dozen, Dale. By the dozen. They all eat together.
You'd have to get one of them nets like they scoop up the jellyfish when you go by.
Oh, for sure.
Take the piranha out first and just put it in like a bucket of water.
They're just snapping at you. They just eat a hole in that net. No, once they're in there, that's a dangerous animal.
I think the fish is the most. I think it's the.
You're not a big fish guy.
No, I think it's
the sense.
I think it's the worst pet to have.
What if you had a beautiful saltwater tank?
Don't
you
matter.
Do the tropical. Can't you get a couple of them Nemo fish in there.
Yeah, it's because
maybe
it's,
a dory.
But it's not like when you have a.
Yeah, she's kind of long and thin.
Cute.
Yeah, not bad. Colorful. Really pops when you walk in there.
But think about this.
I think you're really underselling fish tank.
No, no. See, there's the issue.
Yeah.
It's not the fish. It's the fish tank.
You need a good setup.
No. But
Ocho Cinco had one in his whole house.
Yeah, but
like went all the way around.
Yeah, but you're more enamored with the fish tank. So it's not really the fish.
I know, but if you get some really good-looking tropical fish, Wiggy, you'd sit there. And
as long
really,
as you hire somebody to keep the thing clean.
Like, if you had a beautiful...
You just get there high as a kite and start staring at the fish. Wiggy, you would love
it. You had a beautiful fish tank with the guy at the bottom who's in the metal...
Oh, the little underwater...
Yeah, the little underwater
scuba
guy.
Suit guy
the metal,
around?
The old-school suit in the house and all that.
Yes, if you had get it.
If you had a beautiful fish tank and that coral reef and lighting...
Oh, coral reef.
And you had no fish in there, I think people would still come over the house and go, wow, that's
you want
nice.
The fish swimming around. What are they doing? Where are they going?
Yeah, well, it's an overrated
couple starfish
pet.
In there.
Can't touch it.
I'd rather have a nice-looking fish tank than a snake.
Oh, my God, not even close.
But at least with a snake.
Not even close.
Snake you could take out.
No,
you can
can't.
Hold it.
No, thank
no, you.
You
can't. Keep your snake in.
Well, you might be there.
I don't know that I'd say it that way.
You're just not a snake person, but there are people out there you could take it out.
No.
You can hold it.
Well, if you
put it around your neck.
You know what? Then get an eel. Throw him in there. It's kind of scary,
fish,
but it's the snake of the sea. You put him in there. He's swimming around.
Fish you can't do nothing with.
You can look at him.
Yeah, but you
want
to pet
them. You can look at them. They're beautiful creatures.
Pets are meant to be touched.
I don't know if that's right.
Yeah, I think it is.
I don't know if that's written down anywhere.
I'd rather have a baby gator. At least a baby gator.
You're not touching a baby gator.
A baby gator you can touch.
They'll turn on you, too. Well, they grow up a little
and
bit.
And they will eventually not be babies.
Well,
anymore.
Yeah, once they get to
I think a lot of animals.
Then Wiggy will just let it go and revere. Who will know?
Wiggy's just used to petting zoos. He's like, this is what all pets are.
Right,
and you go,
you
hey, baby goat. Yeah, come here, baby goat.
Simple question.
Yeah.
You can go to a zoo or you can go to an aquarium.
Aquarium every time.
Most people go to zoos.
I go to the aquarium. They got the penguins at the front.
No, I love the penguins.
Oh, the
penguins. But most people go to the zoo because there's
some
animals
you can touch. I feel so
much
worse for those animals. Those animals are being held captive. The fish, they don't know what the hell's up. What's down? Am I in the ocean? Am I in a tank? I don't know.
Are you in the ocean? You've been circling a 5x10
tank. Yeah, but they're so dumb. I go, this is new.
At least
the same crap, guys.
At least in the zoo, they have like, you know, they got like.
No, the zoo, they don't want to be in there.
Like the gorillas can move around.
Barely. Barely.
Well, I mean, it's
they're
it's
shooting
space.
Them in some of the zoos.
Well, that's
R.I.P. Harambe.
That's Harambe.
Well, sorry to end it there, but I think we should mention him every day.
Well, you shouldn't let
down. I'm telling you.
Well, you
let's
shouldn't
never forget.
You shouldn't let your kid jump into the gorilla pit.
Yep, I agree. I have thoughts on that too. But
bad luck.
I bet you do.
I'll save it.
Keep baby Lakeisha out of the gorilla pit.
That's right. She's going nowhere near.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. We'll get back to your calls in just a couple of minutes. But first, trending now.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Quarterbacks continue to be the story of the day. Ben Roethlisberger, done for the year. Legitimate question about whether he'll ever play again at his age and now impending elbow surgery. Drew Brees out for at least 6 weeks. He's having surgery today on a ligament in the thumb on his throwing hand. Pat Shurmur today of the New York Giants acknowledged that it is at least fair to question whether it's time to make the switch to Daniel Jones at quarterback. He said, and I'm quoting, Eli Manning is our starter for now.
Yeah, it's not a good sign. Anytime you're the starter for now, that means you soon won't be.
Well, they're 0-2.
0-2. And same with Miami. I mean, Josh Rosen might as well start, right? I mean, I know Ryan Fitzpatrick's the veteran guy there, but they should make that switch too. I mean, you're 0-2. You're going nowhere. The team doesn't. Nobody wants to be there. They should probably make the switch.
Right, and shouldn't be that. And shouldn't that be the same failing for the New York Giants? Like,
yeah,
you know,
100%.
You know, you're looking at a. And I think more for the Giants than Rosen, because in the Giants situation, I mean, Daniel Jones is the future. So
the Patriots play the Giants week 6.
Mm-hmm.
No chance that's Eli Manning, right?
I would think not. I mean,
even if he hangs on to
it for
another
Daniel
week,
Jones gets hurt.
Yeah,
but
right.
Yeah.
Right. Other than that, so that's a Thursday night game here at Gillette. That's, I think, definitely.
Right, but if you're the Giants, you got to be like, you know, I thought they should have moved on from Eli anyway.
Me too. Yeah, they should have a couple years ago.
Yeah, but even after they drafted Daniel Jones, see if you could have traded him.
Did
somewhere.
I read that he is now exactly 500 in the regular season?
Yeah, after
Eli
the
Manning
loss yesterday.
Exactly 500.
His record in the regular season is 500. And because of two wins.
Potentially, he's going to be a Hall of Famer.
Which is insane. Because
he should not be.
No, right. He's not a Hall of Fame quarterback, but he'll get in.
Right.
It's like one of those, whatever ridiculous argument. He'll get in because everybody in the NFL loves the Manning family. Like,
right.
Cooper might get in one day, just because. Like, just to have all the Mannings in there.
And then his numbers, because he's played so long, his numbers are going to be.
Yeah, the overall counting number is pretty good. But I think if you're going to hype up the two Super Bowls, and you should, two Super Bowls is a big deal. But part of that is winning. And sometimes you say, well, do we overemphasize winning for a quarterback? Like, right, like, because there are guys who didn't win the Super Bowl, like Dan Marino, who are very, like, Dan Marino is much better than Eli Manning. Eli Manning happened to be on two teams,
right,
and they won the Super Bowl. But if you're a 500 quarterback in the regular season and you miss the playoffs all the time, doesn't that take away a little bit from the two Super Bowls? It should. Like, you're not a consistent winner. Well, that's another conversation for another time, but I don't think Eli should be in.
By the way, Bill Belichick talking with the media here at Gillette, and he'll be on with OMF later on today. You may have noticed during the game yesterday there was a couple of times when you saw people on the sidelines holding shade over the players.
Yeah, I saw that. And
according to Bill, he got the canopy idea from Matt Patricia.
Oh, God.
He said last year when the Lions played in Miami, Patricia used it. Patricia gave Belichick the idea, and they trotted it out yesterday.
Well, I mean,
those little handheld canopies.
See, I'd rather have a little guy with one of those like spray fans. Like,
the ones that they were holding up.
He's going to get it done.
They were holding.
I'm hot. Oh, I feel better. Thank you.
They were holding up to create shade above the players.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
But isn't that common sense? Like,
shade is cooler than in the direct sun.
Right, so,
yeah, I feel like you might be honest.
So don't you think? Like, you know, I see it at high school football games where these kids go underneath the little tents that you buy, you know, and Dick's Sporting Goods, they put them on the sidelines and they put them around the bench. Wouldn't you think that the same way that where they sit in those like seats on the sidelines, in the wintertime they heat it?
They have the heat zone.
You would think in the summertime they would just have a canopy that goes over the whole
thing. But so does Matt Patricia get an assist for that win yesterday, you think? But hey, thanks, Matt. Keeping him cool out there.
He should, because all my years of playing in the NFL.
Yeah, you just stood in the heat.
No one ever. No one ever thought to maybe we should maybe like build like a canopy that we can just, you know, open up.
Or you could just block out the sun like Mr. Burns.
Right.
That'd be another thing.
Right. Or you could keep it from people throwing.
You need a lot of money.
Or you could have it so where people couldn't throw stuff at you. You know, you could just put it on the back of like, you know, build something on the back of the bench. It's like one of them things they advertise on TV. You roll it off the side.
Would you personally rather play where it's like negative 10 degrees or 110 degrees?
I would much rather.
I asked the hard question.
Yeah, that's definitely a hard question. But I would much rather play in the 100 degrees.
No way.
You just said yesterday.
You're
I heard you on NFL Sunday. You said, I couldn't breathe.
Yeah, I couldn't. But it's one thing to be, it's way hotter.
You had 10 catches in the snow. Yeah, you'd rather play in the desert?
Yeah,
it's insane.
Because playing in that type of cold weather, I don't care. I would much rather be hot. You know, in hot, you could take.
You'd rather be hot than cold. I think I'd rather be cold than hot.
No, but you're talking extreme
cold. It's the greatest debate of all time.
Well, you're talking negative. Now the ball's like, if the ball feels like a brick, right? Your hands are frozen. Your feet, your toes are frozen.
I know.
And at least in the heat.
A lot of sweat, though.
Yeah, but in the
heat.
You
can usually put enough stuff on to make it livable.
Now you're running around like Frankenstein because you got a ton of things on.
It depends on the position, too.
I'm willing to bet you.
Yeah.
That every player? Well, I'd say a good portion.
Every player?
95% of players.
Tom Brady's a lot better in the cold than he is in the hot.
No, but 95% of players would rather play and the 100-degree weather than the minus 10, 15
degrees. That's because most players in the NFL are from Texas, Florida, California, and
Georgia. Good point.
But it doesn't matter. Even from if you're up north.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, when I played in Minnesota.
No, I know. You're
Northeast
guy.
I played in Minnesota, and we went to Chicago. And it's like, or Green Bay, and it's...
Yeah, you're like, what is this?
You're like, I don't want to
play. Remember that Tom Coughlin shot on the side?
His face, he still hasn't recovered. That was
his
horrible.
His face looked like...
That was like a horror movie.
Or even remember the playoff game against Tennessee Titans?
That was freezing.
I mean, come on. I'd rather play in 100 degrees. At least, try it sometime.
Bill Belichick, squeeze him to get the answer.
Belichick acknowledged today...
That's a good question.
He agreed with Brady that it was the hottest he's ever seen a game in South Florida yesterday.
It was hot. Well,
and they won 43-0.
They did, yeah. That's not a lot of resistance
against the
there.
Team that lives there.
And again, there is a chance we could be... a chance. It's only 2 weeks in. The best team in league history and the worst team in league history could be in the same division in the same year.
If it's a prop bet, I would bet that.
16-0 and 0-16?
Yes.
Yeah.
I would bet that because
it feels pretty good. Although Miami has a couple of dogs in their schedule, but they're the biggest dog. They're the biggest dog.
It doesn't matter when I watch Miami play,
and they're going to trade away a few more of their guys. I bet.
Right, when I watch them, and they're already bent. They're already like
quit.
We don't want to be here. Yeah, they quit in week two. Week one.
That's going to be the earliest a team has ever quit. Week one.
Yeah, it's one thing. It's one thing to be, 14, 13, like, all right, I'm ready to shut it down. I want to protect myself and just go home.
Because, that really bad Colts team when Peyton Manning went down and they ended up getting Andrew Luck, didn't they still have, Freeney or Mathis or Reggie Wayne? They had some guys on that team still.
Right.
There's Miami's no guys. Miami doesn't have no
any
guys.
Any guys that Miami has, that their dudes that want out.
And the dudes don't even want to be there.
Right. Yeah. And it's like when your dudes don't want to be there, you ain't winning
the
damn game.
You got nothing left.
And your quarterback is Fitzpatrick and Rosen. Or you're like, yeah.
That's bad.
Yeah.
They should run. They should do what Steve Spurrier used to do. And they should give Rosen one play, Fitzpatrick the next, then Rosen, then Fitz. Just go alternate.
And then the other thing that plays into this, it's Miami. Right? It's one thing if you're Cleveland or Detroit. It's like, there's nothing to do here.
Yeah, but you'd be a little bit distracted.
Yeah, like
there.
You're
good point.
I don't want to play football today. I'm just worried about going to the club tonight. You know what I'm saying?
By the way, Belichick talking about Steven Gostkowski said, quote, "Steve is a good kicker. He's made a lot of big kicks for us. He certainly kicked well last week against Pittsburgh. I have confidence in all the people that are involved here. Coaches, players, specialists, and so forth just have to work harder at it," unquote.
Thought we didn't talk about the past. He's made kicks for us. He was good last week.
I guess the point I'm making is don't expect them to replace Steven Gostkowski.
No, I don't think that they will, but it's just, will he cost you a game down the road? And as a couple of people on Twitter pointed out, and we should have mentioned this early on, because really there's only a few kind of low lights in the game yesterday. They went 43-0, but one of them was certainly Steven Gostkowski, who missed three kicks, and correctly pointed out on Twitter is that the Super Bowl is in Miami. And he has struggled back-to-back years
in Miami.
He has
had a hard time down there.
And he's also bad in Super Bowls. So you add it all together, not good.
What is it about Miami? I mean,
I don't know.
It's not like you're kicking in Colorado.
Right. And Pittsburgh, they say, because of the way it's set up, there's one end, which is tough to kick into or whatever.
The old Giant Stadium used to be like that because of that weird wind that would come in. But it's like Miami now.
Why Miami? I don't know.
Like Miami has that half-opened roof. And it's,
when the turf got all ripped up in that one play?
I don't know how windy it is.
That looked nice. It's ripped up it was a carpet piece. It's ripped up in the air. We'll put that back in. Just stamp on that.
Well, the Hurricanes played there on Saturday, and then supposedly it rained crazy after
the
game.
Problem. Mm-hmm.
They said when they got to the stadium, when Giardi and those guys were there early for NFL Network, they had the giant fans out there trying to dry the field, and
it
was a mess.
You normally play there?
I don't know if they play all their games. Maybe they do. I don't
know. I know they played there the day before.
Do they have their own stadium? So maybe, because that's the tricky thing about, I would much rather play on the grass field, especially some of the nice ones.
Yeah, yeah.
But the tricky thing about it is when you start to play where other people play on it, maybe the weather could be a factor, because that's what...
Doesn't Pitt play at Pittsburgh sometimes?
Yeah, and Pittsburgh has the worst field.
Right.
I don't know, when you think about that field, you saw how the divots, it was ripped up.
Oh, yeah. Not good.
617-779-7937. Mark's in Medford. Hey, Mark, how you doing?
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen.
What's going on?
I got a couple of questions on the Patriots, and one question for you at the end, Dale, okay? First off, was it really about
playing the full 60 yesterday, or did Belichick want to keep that big fat zero on the board for Miami? Because when they scored, man, they made it 43-0. The Patriots did get the ball back, and I thought for sure Stidham was going to come out with 4 minutes left in that game, and then he didn't. And then with 10 seconds left, Belichick calls a timeout to reset his defense. You've got to be kidding me. He wanted that shutout yesterday after what happened last year. And my
so
question
what's the,
to
what's
you
the
there,
problem? What's the problem with that?
Yeah.
I just don't, I mean, you lost Isaiah Wynn. Cannon wasn't out there. You really want to risk Brady getting hurt if somebody falls on him or whatnot? I mean, I just didn't like that. Put the kid Stidham out there. It's 43-0. Miami's not coming back with 4 minutes left. You know what I mean?
They it looked. It,
but that's how he operates.
Give him credit for consistency. They've always done it this way. We lose him?
Yeah, we lost him. But that's the thing, too, is if you're going to talk about playing the full 60 all the time, you're not going to sit Brady. Like, you're not going to. Even when you're up big. Now, yesterday, and I normally don't care, and I usually say just go for it. But to Mark's point there, you're down three offensive linemen. Mm-hmm. He did get hit a few times. For a 43-0 game, you thought everything was easy. Brady took a couple of big hits.
Well, you know what? You know what was interesting about that game when you talk about, like, you know, Mark said, well, what about the shutout? I think they wanted to do that.
Oh, yeah, sure.
They called the timeout at the end. But the other interesting point was it almost felt like they wanted to kind of run up the score a little bit, because remember that one possession where it was like late in the game and Brady threw the ball
to
Burkhead.
Oh, Burkhead, then Edelman.
And he's like,
they're going for it.
It looked like it was a run, and then he motions him out there, and it's like, yeah. What, you know, what's the purpose of that?
They're going for it. I do think that they are consistent in that regard, but mm-hmm. What if Edelman or Brady got hurt in the final 5 minutes of that game? People would lose their freaking minds, right. And they should. Like, you got to guarantee that those guys are going to, like, run certain plays where you know Brady's not going to get hit, because if he gets hurt, that's akin to Gronk getting hurt on the extra point that 1 year.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. We're down here at Gillette. It is a Patriots Monday. OMF will be in here at 2 o'clock, and Bill Belichick will be with them, I think, in the 5 o'clock hour, but I'll confirm that for you as soon as we know. We'll get right back to the calls with you in just a couple of minutes. Sports Radio, WEEI.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
(617) 779-7937 is the telephone number. Patriots quarterback Tom Brady, as he does every Monday, joined the Greg Hill Show this morning. Our Brady Midday Replay is brought to you by Needham Bank. A couple of things from the quarterback today, and let's start with Tom asked about what he saw out of Antonio Brown yesterday.
I mean, I thought he did a great job. You know, it's to come in on a short week and then to establish a role for himself. I mean, it's easy to see why he's been an All-Pro. You know, just having one game under, you know, our belt together, there's a lot of things I learned and you know, he made a great catch on a touchdown. He got us going early in the game and you know, he did a great job. So I thought all the receivers played really well. Jules, the nice part was we spread it around to a lot of different guys And we saw a lot of, you know, varieties of different coverages and looks. And I think that's the way it's going to go all season. So whoever number's called is going to have to make the play. And, you know, AB made a bunch of them early. And then, you know, Sony had a bunch of carries. James got a few plays. Jules played great, like always. Phil made great, had a huge third down play. Josh made some plays. So, you know, good offense is just about spreading the ball around and going to keep trying to figure out how to move it down and score some points.
Including throwing deep to Rex Burkhead when you're up 37-0.
Yeah, why not? That's 60 minutes, full 60 minutes.
But take what the defense gives you.
It seems like the offense, the personnel now for the receivers is so good that I don't know what defense could even possibly match up well against them. There's not a ton of good slot corners in the league, just because sort of by the nature of it, it's usually the third corner anyway, or maybe just sort of like a specialist. And not everybody has a really good one. And you could, at times, have Edelman on the left slot, Brown on the right slot.
Which they did.
Yeah, and then what do you do if you're a defense? Like, you're kind of screwed, aren't you?
Yeah, yeah, because you got to figure out, right, okay, if we're going to play zone, Brady picks us apart.
Right.
I mean, you know what
they
I mean?
They were in zone, I think, on Brown's first catch, where nobody was near him, and you're like, guys?
Yeah, it's like that's the problem. And if you play man, now it's like, okay, we got to put our top corner on Brown.
Right.
We got to put our second best corner on Edelman.
Now Gordon's out there.
And
like,
Gordon gets your third best corner. Philip Dorsett gets your fourth.
I mean, it's just an embarrassment of riches.
Yeah.
You know, there's nothing really a defense can do. Now, their best bet is
blitz.
Offensive line struggles. You have your fourth tackle in the game or whatever it is, and you're able to get to him quickly.
Well, that's your best bet is the blitz.
Probably.
Blitz and hopefully have a guy that's always coming free and gamble on maybe we get to Brady before he gets it out or it doesn't turn into a big play. And that's the risk you run when you blitz is it's either a big offensive play or then, a big defensive play.
The Mike Giardi tweeted out just in the last minute or so. The league, the NFL, is looking into the skipping out on media responsibilities by Antonio Brown. By league rule, all players who play are supposed to make themselves available post-game. Brown did not. Fine could be forthcoming.
Oh, they'll pay that. Team will pay that.
Yeah,
no problem.
I mean, my guess is he was unavailable because they told him to be unavailable.
They told him, and they knew that you know it could be a fine situation, but they said, what's the risk-reward here?
Oh, he could have been in the training room.
They can't ice him all season, though. No, and I don't mean like literally ice him in the training room. I mean, like, they can't keep him out of this all year,
If he happened to be in the training room getting checked out.
Hey, I'll wait. As a beat reporter, I'll wait
for
him.
You only get 10 minutes.
No, but he needs to be available, though. No, he needs to be made available.
Not if he's in the training room.
Yeah, but you can't keep him in the training room all
year
long.
You can't say all year long. Yeah, sorry, he was in the training room.
No, they need to be available.
By the way, based on his Instagram, he was fine. He was out there with his family.
It's because they got a good training.
So he was on Instagram.
Stop it, Wiggy.
We talked about
stop. You sound foolish when you try to make excuses.
Right, but that could be the reasoning how you protect yourself from the fine.
It's not.
No, the team told him not to because he's never declined an interview probably in his life.
Right,
like, he'd be willing to talk to anybody at any time.
But when the league goes, well, we want to fine you because he wasn't out, the team goes, well, listen, he was in the training room meeting with the doctors.
I also feel like if this continues over a few weeks, it's another example of them making it a bigger story than it might be.
Well,
Antonio Brown continues to not talk, like, well, he's been in New England now 4 weeks and he hasn't said any word to the media yet. Like, what's the deal with that? And then by the time he does talk, now you have like 2 months worth of questions for him.
Well, I think he talks once the NFL has conducted their investigation.
Oh, maybe.
And made their decision whether it's, you know, this is what we found and we're suspending him, or we looked into it and we weren't able to find anything.
I'll give you some more bad news. Karen Garigian tweeted out, per source, I can confirm Ian Rappaport's report of Isaiah Wynn having a toe injury. It's most likely turf toe.
Oh, that sucks.
They'll likely do an MRI to check for ligament damage.
He's probably going to be out as long as Cannon, or even longer.
I think Cannon's going to play next week.
Yeah, he might. He's closer than
I don't know. Like I said, I don't know like the turf toe for an offensive lineman.
So can they? I don't know what it would take. I don't know if Washington's even listening. But can they get Trent Williams?
If they get Trent,
yeah, because I would imagine.
I think they need him at this point.
I don't know if they can fit him in.
Oh, they can.
Yeah,
they'll give him like a crazy bonus.
But they literally have like $3 million in cap space left.
Oh, they'll figure
that out. And his cap number is like 11.
Yeah,
yeah.
They'll manipulate it. Yeah,
it's called the manipulation of the cap.
All of a sudden, they'll start giving everybody an extra year.
It's like, you know what is Washington gonna take, what are you offering, a second, a third round?
Well, there was that bogus report, and they used the Patriots, and maybe the Patriots are gonna say, hey, you used us,
right,
so we don't want to be involved in it. But you remember there was that report that said the Patriots offered a first round pick, and they said no, and we're like, well, that seems kind of odd. I don't think the Patriots would do that. But if they offered him a third round pick right now for him, he's not gonna play for you.
I think
you
Washington
should trade him. I think they should do it too.
617-779-7937. We get right back to the calls with you in just a couple of minutes. Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio, WEEI.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.